Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol, along with EMS and fire units, responded to a report of a serious three-vehicle collision on Highway 101 near Leggett on Saturday afternoon at just before 3 o'clock. The driver of a U-Haul truck was headed northbound on 101 south of Dora Creek, followed by the rider of a motorcycle, 62-year-old Richard Martin of Olivehurst, California, when the U-Haul driver lost control. The truck left the roadway, hit a tree, and the driver steered back onto the highway and into the path of a southbound Honda driven by a Laytonville resident. The Honda hit the U-Haul, and while that happened in front of him, Martin lost control of his motorcycle and crashed. He was thrown from the bike and suffered major injuries. He was then airlifted to Reading for treatment. Impairment is not considered a factor in the crash, and the cause remains under investigation. Residents in the city of Fortuna could have two sales tax increase proposals on their ballots in November after the County Board of Supervisors approved a local transportation tax measure that would collect a special half-cent sales tax over 20 years. The Fortuna City Council has also approved a three-quarter-cent local city tax measure that would be decided by voters in November, and if passed, the revenue generated, approximately $1.2 million per year, would be used for police, roads, and youth and seniors programs in Fortuna. Residents of the city handily shot down the last local tax measure that was introduced in 2014. Two dogs from Hydesville remain in quarantine after they were bitten by rabid foxes, and one of those incidents also led to two humans being exposed to rabies, and now those two are undergoing treatment as well. County health officials report that 25 animal specimens have tested positive for rabies this year, a common occurrence in wildlife in the region, particularly among skunks, bats, and foxes. In addition to testing on the foxes, County Health is also testing a third Hydesville fox, along with a skunk and a bat, and residents are reminded to vaccinate animals against rabies. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office says it has received numerous calls from the public offering to donate to the treatment of K-9 unit Johnny, who was seriously wounded after being stabbed with a knife during a marijuana eradication operation last week at a remote location. The K-9 had already apprehended one suspect as law enforcement officers swarmed the grow site, but the second suspect, who was armed with a handgun and a 10-inch knife, stabbed Johnny in the neck. A CHP helicopter airlifted the dog to a local vet, where he remains in stable but serious condition. Johnny is expected to make a full recovery, and although his treatment is fully covered by insurance, those who wish to donate can donate to the Trinity County Sheriff's K-9 unit instead. Arcata Police have kicked off a new neighborhood watch program focused on keeping an eye on local businesses in the same manner the city's 26 neighborhood watch teams keep an eye out for their communities. The goal from Arcata Police is to get businesses working together to learn to assist each other to prevent crime or vandalism. Arcata Police will host a business watch meeting in Sunnybrae in August to launch the program. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Jordan Christmas has our community news.
In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to our local forest lands and the impact that they have on the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. Hiking, biking along trails, and camping are some of the recreational activities residents in the region partake in during the summer, and those people partake in swimming in the rivers in those forest lands as well. Environmental health officials from the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services, as well as Mendocino County Environmental Health and the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, issued a warning to residents regarding algae bloom in rivers. The drought conditions, along with warmer water temperatures, have caused algae to bloom in the rivers earlier than usual, and the algae bloom produces natural toxins that are especially harmful to children and small dogs, who typically stay in the river much longer. Bark beetles in trees and the algae bloom in rivers are some of the ailments that have effect on our forest lands in the region, which play a key factor in our communities.
Thank you, Jordan. The Six Rivers National Forest has instituted fire restrictions throughout its ranger districts as we enter the heat of high summer. The restrictions limit where campfires can be used, and those are limited to developed recreational sites in the Trinity Alps, the Lassix, North Fork, and the Yola Bali forests. Cigarette smoking is also allowed only in enclosed vehicles or buildings. For more information, contact the Six Rivers office in Eureka. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.